Hey, Raider fans, Jeanette Thompson here at training camp in Napa, California. I've got with me Khalif Barnes. Welcome to the show again.
Welcome. Thank you very much. How you doing, Ms. Jeanette? I said welcome. I'm taking over your job. I'm sorry.
Not too bad. Don't worry. I won't let you do that. This is, like you said earlier, this is my area.
Yeah.
That's your area out there.
All right.
So the first thing I want to know about, I've been watching all of you guys. You do take some hits out there. How is it that you don't have bruises all over your body?
Oh, no, no. We have the bruises, you know. Sometimes in there are places they don't show up. Sometimes they are visible. Your complexion kind of matters a little bit, you know. The less pigment you have in your skin, the more they can show up. But sometimes, you know, they're in there. Sometimes they're real deep, so some, you know, the color won't show up. But you know, that's what the training room's in there for, and that's what the ice bath is for. And we have some we have a great staff that try to work on minimizing the showing of those bruises.
Okay. Well, maybe the tattoos cover up a few as well.
Oh yeah, under those has been a few bruises, you know, but. You know, but we love, you know, we love what we do. We love here, and we love the fans, and that's what we do it for. So, in the end, it all works out for each other.
Our next interview, maybe we'll talk about your most meaningful tattoo. How about that?
I don't know if you want that, Jeanette. You know, because I'd take my shirt off. You might pass out in this mug. I don't know if you really want that, girl.
I think the fans got a big treat. Last year we heard a lot of number 69 reporting eligible. I kind of teased you about that. Will we get to see anything special from you this season?
I'm not really sure. You know, Greg Knapp, he's one heck of a coordinator, a very smart man. So he has his package of what he wants to do, and I can't say yes or no to that. I'm going to leave that up to Mr. Knapper. He's the mastermind behind this whole thing. So whatever the captain says goes. So we'll see what he has in store.
How does training camp practice translate to a football game?
Oh man, you know, it might be a little tougher. This is the toughest part in football. This is where, I know it might sound like a cliche, but this is where champions, this is where they do develop. If you can get through this, because this is real mental. Football is a very physical game. We all know that, obviously. But I think the biggest part of this thing is mental. You're up, you're grinding. When you're not practicing, you're going through meetings, and you really only have about 3 hours out of a whole day to yourself when you're not doing anything besides football.
Coach Allen said that Barnes has done a nice job for us. That's what he said a couple of days ago.
Wasn't that nice?
What do you think about Coach Allen? What would you say about him?
Oh man, Coach Allen's smooth. I like Coach Allen. The thing about Coach is that he, to be how young he is, you know, he really has a real leadership knack to him. It's like he was naturally born to command attention. You know, he's naturally born to, you know, lead a group. And, you know, he's like, I don't know if he's the youngest in the league right now, but he's one of the youngest head coaches in the league. And, you know, it's very rare to find a guy that age, that caliber, that can command kind of a group of men and attend. He's done a great job. He's came in here, and he has everybody in that locker room has bought into his philosophies and how he wants to run a team and how he thinks the team should be ran. And everybody's on the ship and on board with him. So I can't say enough about him and Reggie McKenzie and just the whole staff. They've done a pretty good job coming in, and I'm just happy to be a part of it.
Now, there are some leaders you just spoke of. If you had to be a leader on the Olympic team, Summer Olympics, I need to know how you would represent the United States. Which sport would you choose?
Like me being myself? What? Let me.
Well, you can't be somebody else. Yes.
Like me, am I being Michael Jordan here, LeBron James, or am I being Phelps, or am I just being Khalif?
You are Khalif.
But playing another sport.
Yes, yes. Oh. This is the camp question for 2012. So I need to know, what sport would you participate in to represent the United States?
I got to go with hoop.
It's not original. I'm going to start. I'm going to say no more hoop.
I got to go with hoop, and it wouldn't be LeBron's team. It'd be Khalif's team. You know?
We only get to send one.
Okay. You know what? I probably... ping pong. Table tennis.
How are you at table tennis here? I noticed that there is one.
Did you see that one in there? You see that? You see all the marks in there? You know where that's from? Kid Vicious, that's who that's from. that's not good with that. Since you won't let me choose who, I'm just joking about the ping pong, but those are some real, you know, talented guys.
Yes, they are.
They are really talented. Okay, if I couldn't, you're not going to let me choose who. I would probably be...
We need the music to play right now.
Yeah, give me a little Jeopardy. You can join in too if you want.
We've got people watching the interview.
No, that ran through my mind. I like speed, so Usain Bolt, all those guys. If I was faster than him, yeah, I'd definitely do that. 100 meter and the 200 meter. and I'd be up out of there eating chicken nuggets from McDonald's, doing commercials and stuff like that.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Khalif Barnes, offensive lineman with the Oakland Raiders. I'm Jeanette Thompson. Thanks for watching our coverage of training camp. Do you want to give a message out to the fans about, we've got a game coming up, we've got Raider Nation celebration.
All right, sure, yeah. What's up, Raider fans? This is Khalif Barnes, offensive tackle, along with Jeanette. And just want everybody to show up and show your support for Raider Nation and your Oakland Raiders August 13th, Monday night, versus the Cowboys. We love you guys. We appreciate you. You're our number one fans. Can't wait to see you guys in the black hole. Show your support. We're going to do good for you guys. We love you.